Continuing with Miklos Nisley's Auschwitz, a doctor's eyewitness account. The laboratory of pathology was set up at the instigation of my superior, Dr. Mengele, and was destined to satisfy his ambitions in the area of medical research. My interjection. Substitute power for Dr. Mengele and scientific for medical. And it strikes me we have a pretty good short description of the system we're stuck in, that it is a laboratory of pathology, their pathology. And the central problem for us in this is that it's endless. It has no bottom. And their dragging us into their abyss is relentless. So we must resist. Who will say this? For them, we are but fodder for proving they're smarter, quote unquote. Quote, the racial state is not to maintain one social class in the possession of the predominant influence which it has exercised hitherto. Its task is to search for the best brains amongst the members of the community and to confer on them employment and dignities, says Hitler, unquote. Totalitarianism, class, understands perfectly our longing for recognition, and particularly recognition of our gifts, and fully exploits it, strokes the egos of the most vulnerable, our children. The best brains? Really? To this, Karl Popper says, indeed, our intellectual as well as our ethical education is corrupt. It's perverted by the admiration of brilliance, of the way things are said, which takes the place of a critical appreciation of the things that are said and the things that are done. It is perverted by the romantic idea of the splendor of the stage of history on which we are the actors. We are educated to act with an eye to the gallery. The whole problem of educating man to a sane appreciation of his own importance relative to that of other individuals is thoroughly muddled by these ethics of fame and fate, by a morality which perpetuates an educational system that is still based upon the classics with their romantic view of the history of power and their romantic tribal morality, which goes back to Heraclitus, a system whose ultimate basis is the worship of power. It's under the influence of such romantic ideas that individualism is still identified with egoism, as it was by Plato, and altruism with collectivism, unquote, says Karl Popper. And you can read the longer Karl Popper quote inserted in the Diana Spearman excerpt on the page Founding and Realizing, a Test Site. So, we must resist. Who will say this? Or, more particularly, who will say that the only meaningful resistance is to offer our brothers and sisters an alternative, a clear and practical vision based in reverence of our own invention in which we have no keepers? God grant I never prove so fond, foolish, as to trust power on its own bond, or a dog that seems asleeping, or a keeper with my freedom. All my words boil down to his, Shakespeare's. So when power puts out news stories informing us that the population around transit hubs and urban cores will increase many several fold, we must plug this information into they don't need us. The reality that from power's perspective, there's too many of us. Plug that into weather machines, to which the DARPA whistleblower, Lauren Murray, and we talked about this November 17 show, 2013, she credited the Haiti under-ocean earthquake to this devious, demented device. Plug that into Miklos' lesson to us, never Never, never allow yourselves to get herded onto trains. And when power pushes its propaganda, it shows us the tracks. And it's up to us to push back, to refuse. Brothers and sisters, to allow ourselves to get packed into urban centers like sardines, the way the Nazis packed what it considered its excess European populations onto trains, is trusting our freedom with a keeper, which we neither want or need to do at this point in our human story. And never forget, we need the earth to be self-sufficient and cooperative, i.e., to have empathy, to be a human being. Continuing with Miklos. The laboratory of pathology was set up at the instigation of my superior, Dr. Mengele, and was destined to satisfy his ambitions in the area of medical research. It had been completed only a few days before. All that was needed for it to start functioning was a doctor capable of taking charge. The confines of the CatZet offered vast possibilities for research. First in the field of forensic medicine because of the high suicide rate, and also in the field of pathology because of the relatively high percentage of dwarfs, giants, and other abnormal types of human beings. The abundance unequaled elsewhere in the world of corpses, and the fact that one could dispose of them freely for purposes of research, opened even wider horizons. And another interjection. Is it clear that the opposite of this is reverence for life?